The optional modules are starting. In fact, our research module has started this week. And all these modules that you look at in terms of research, management, etc., are there to prepare the candidate for practical, efficient use of these competencies. This is not something that's taught in the normal standard SPR training programs. For instance, how to conduct research, how to supervise your trainee to do research, how to get through the various hurdles in terms of IRAS forms, getting through research ethics committees, and writing a protocol. And these trainees will be assessed and marked on this, and they've got individually passed these modules. After the research module, they have chosen for this particular batch, the current first cohort, half of them are going to do the oncoplastic level 2, which is pedicle flaps and such like, which are run by our BAPRAS faculty. And the service and management delivery program is a very exciting one. We just had a meeting with Simon Cawthorn and some of our colleagues today, and we're looking at how we can practically introduce clinical leadership among consultants, where they, instead of having to learn leadership, interpersonal skills, solving complex problems, how to develop innovations in service, we train them to do that before they join as consultants.